CGH About Your Health Radio, and speaking with us today, Stephanie Waller, registered nurse, CGH Digestive Health Services, and she's here to talk about CGH Digestive Services during Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Excellent.
Okay, and the further we get into spring, the better by the day.
You're right about that.
My goodness. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at CGH.
Okay. Again, my name is Stephanie, and I work for CGH Digestive Health Services, and that would be located at the hospital. We do have two areas as far as digestive health goes. There's another area at the clinic, and they do office hours. You know, they see patients in the office, people who need attention. And at the hospital, we're mainly concerned, what mainly happens there, I should say, is that we do procedures. We do EGDs, which are esophagogastroduodenoscopies.
Whoa.
And that is looking down your throat into your stomach. That's what it comes out to. And then we do colonoscopies. And that all happens in our department.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm not even going to make a run at that.
Yeah, that is a long one. It took me a while. It took me a few days to get that down.
Well, what is Digestive Health Services at CGH?
Digestive Health Services is concerned with all the parts of your body having to do with your nutrition and digestion of foods, and making waste. Is what that is. So that can be, it starts with the esophagus, goes to the stomach, the small intestine, also called the small bowel, your colon, also called your large bowel, the rectum, and then some other areas on your way to the small bowel would be like the pancreas, the gallbladder, the bile ducts, and the liver. So all of those. Strangely enough, it doesn't include the mouth.
Interesting. Wow. So you have to have a detailed understanding of the normal action and physiology of everything.
Right, right. Patients who are having problems can get in touch with the clinic, GI services, or digestive health services. They can be in touch there if they're having a particular problem with their digestion, people who are having problems with swallowing, sometimes chewing, not so much, but more of the swallowing. But we like to know if you're having a problem with chewing. Also, how your bowel has been emptying for you, if you're regular, if you're not, what's regular for you, things like that.
So for the most part, it's all the normal activity and disease of the digestive organs is part of the study of gastroenterology.
That's right. How food and liquid moves through your body.
Well, what is the Digestive Health Services at CGH, and how do they help patients?
If a person needs any particular kind of help, we would suggest that they make an appointment at the clinic, be seen by a provider, and there we have a couple nurse practitioners, we have two gastroenterologists, physicians, and we also have a physician's assistant there too. So there are five providers total. So normally I believe people can get in to be seen within a couple of months, I believe, for people, but we always want you to describe what problems that you've been having so we can determine whether you'll need to be seen sooner. Some things can wait, like say I'm having a problem with a little bit of acid reflux now and then, but I need some attention, is much different than a person saying, I'm having acid reflux daily, every meal, having a lot of symptoms, a lot of burning, a lot of stomach upset. So, you know, you could see the difference there of one person would be maybe bump another to get in a little sooner.
And what providers are available? Which doctors are those?
We've got Dr. Ayman Alzoubi. He's newer to us. He's been with us for about 4 or 5 months now, I believe. He's been a really welcome addition. We like him very, very much. Dr. Jorge Montegudo, also he's been with us a very long time, and we love him as well. As far as nurse practitioners go, we have conscious sitter at the clinic, and also Ozzy Chavira, another nurse practitioner. And finally, we have a physician's assistant also, and that is Kara Furch. Those are all the providers at the clinic.
Yeah, I got the great opportunity to meet Ozzy. What a great guy.
He is very nice, isn't he? Yeah, nice person.
And what inspired you to become a GI professional?
Mainly, I came to the department as a nurse who is familiar with moderate sedation, because that is one of the main things we do in our department, is we sedate patients so that they can have these procedures. The procedures can induce some anxiety, and for some people, a little discomfort, and those are mainly the medications we give. They are medications that would help reduce the anxiety. Most people will usually just fall asleep, otherwise called an anti-anxiety or otherwise called a sedative. And then we also use a narcotic to help with people who are having any discomfort. One plus out of that sedative is that it's in the group of medications that induce insomnia. So, or not insomnia, I'm so very sorry about that. Amnesia is what I meant to say. Very sorry about that. So the goal is that with the sedation that you will be free of anxiety, that you will allow us to get the procedure done, and that you don't remember really much of it at all.
There's okay? the best thing about it.
Yes, it is the best thing, yeah. It's a nice nap. It really is.
Well, March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. What is the importance of getting screened for colon cancer?
It is very, very important, because colorectal cancer is one of those cancers that if it's caught very early, it is very treatable, and many people are cured from it too because they've caught it so early. And the best way to do that is if you have a polyp, you need to get it removed. Okay, we don't know necessarily when we're looking at a polyp exactly if that is a type of polyp that would produce would produce a cancer. So we take them all out. Any that we find, we'll always take them out, regardless. A lot of them look just fine. Some of them look a little ugly, but we don't know until we see them under a microscope what kind of polyp it is. So if we take them all out, there's no question that anything could ever grow from that. Now, I should say also that needs to happen periodically, okay? You got to keep abreast of all the of your visits. After you have your first colonoscopy, your provider, the nurse practitioner, the physician's assistant, the doctor, will determine how often they believe you should be having a colonoscopy.
And is there a certain age you should perhaps start screening, family history, anything like that?
Currently, it's about 50 years of age. That is the screening. That means for anybody just coming off the street, you haven't had one before, we do want to see you in a procedure, because that is due to statistics, a lot of statistics, that might be the age where things start to begin as far as polyps growing and where we can catch things early. Now, the new recommendation, I believe, is going to go to 45 years of age. And then on top of that, if there are people who are at a higher risk, and that would be people who have incidents in their families of a lot of polyps. Everybody makes a lot of polyps. There are colon cancers in the family, colon and rectal cancers in the family. That is going to raise your risk, okay?
And what are some of the statistics about colorectal cancer?
Okay. I can tell you 1 in 23 men and 1 in 25 women will be diagnosed when they come in for their colonoscopies with colorectal cancer. Again, if this is a screening and it's very early, this is something that can be easily taken care of. Might take a little time and a little doing, but yes, this is something that can be taken care of.
Now, a lot of people are a little apprehensive about getting hold of somebody or thinking, I'll see how if this goes away. Mm-hmm. But what are some reasons you would absolutely want to get in touch with a GI doctor?
Anytime you're having symptoms for at least 2 weeks or longer is a good idea to get checked out. As far as colorectal cancer, some of the signs and symptoms can be a change in your bowel movement. If you've always been regular and then all of a sudden there's a big change, having a lot of diarrhea, that would be a noticeable change. And of course, these are pesky symptoms too. You don't want to be going on like that for too long anyway. But yes, that's a change. So anyway, anytime you deviate from your norm is a good time to get looked at. Rectal bleeding, or like when you're having a stool, or if you happen to see blood in your stool, the actual stool itself. Some people will report blood just like in the water. That too. That's another reason. People are having discomfort or a lot of cramping in the abdomen. You know, again, a new symptom for them. Okay. Unexplained weight loss is a big one. General weakness or fatigue. Heartburn that is staying with you, like it's persisting. It's not going away even with medication or changing any of your habits. And acid reflux also that interferes with your whatever you normally do, you know, in your daily activities. Okay.
And the good news is having symptoms doesn't necessarily mean you're having something severely wrong.
That's correct. A lot of these symptoms, if you look at them, like the weakness and fatigue, you know, that can be a lot of things. It can be very many things and simple things that can be taken care of. Same thing with rectal bleeding. That might just be a hemorrhoid, which again is another simple fix. Reflux, again, some people eat foods and that just will induce that type of acid reflux and give you that pesky symptom. Mm-hmm. But again, we don't know until we look for sure.
So what screenings does CGH Digestive Health Services offer?
We do colon rectal screenings. Again, we're recommending between 45 and 50 years of age to have that done. We will normally, if you get your appointment over at the clinic, be seen by your provider. They do a history and physical on you, and they will determine as far as, you know, your age goes, if it's time for you to have your screening, okay? And from there, we will schedule you through the hospital, and that will take maybe, we hope to see everybody within 30 days after their initial office visit, okay?
There's got to be a few things that people can do that would reduce the risk of colon cancer.
Yes, three big ones. No smoking, or reduce your smoking as much as you can. Getting screened, the number one, that would reduce it right there too. And then eating more, a healthier diet where the diet is more nutrient dense, that is a great idea. Fiber-rich foods provide a lot of protection. So fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, all of these things are really good and in abundant amounts also. That needs to be your norm for your diet. Fiber-rich foods and lots of fluids, keeping active, all of those things are helpful. And they're actually, it's helpful for a lot of conditions.
Of course. Applies to just about everything.
Yeah, right.
Was there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
I would like to say one little thing about the colon prep, okay? That is probably the most difficult part of having a colonoscopy because there's a lot of action going through your bowel at that time, which is what we want. We want everything to be cleaned out, so out of the colon, so that the doctor has a very good view of everything within the colon. We want to be able to see in there. We'll take some pictures maybe, especially if you have polyps. Nice big pictures for you to take home, show everybody. But a lot of people are turned off by that colon prep. But it is, I will admit, I've had it myself. It can be bothersome, but it is doable. And the end result is that you have a nice clean colon. Doctor can see everything, give you an accurate report. Okay. And it only lasts for, it just lasts for a day and then you're done. And the next day is a nice nap.
Yeah, right.
And then you're back to eating and drinking as usual.
Back to normal.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I'd like everybody to know that you're a testament for CGH with 30 years. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed my time at CGH very much.
Work with a lot of great people, and you've probably met a lot and watched a lot of Move On, and you're still there.
Yes, that's right. Wow. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. And you can call CGH Digestive Health Services at the main clinic, 101 East Miller Road, Sterling, 815-625-4790. And for more information on Digestive Health Services at CGH Medical Center, please visit cghmc.com/GI.